This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And so today, one of today's big headlines is the fact that the Royal Malaysian Air Force detected 16 Chinese military transport planes intruding on Malaysian airspace over the South China Sea. We've got some details.
So this comes based on something that was announced by the Royal Malaysian Air Force Chief, General Tan Sri Akbal Abdul Samad. And he said that the 16 aircraft that was owned by the People's Liberation Army Air Force were detected flying close to the national airspace over the Malaysian maritime zone. The planes had flown in tactical formation at altitudes between 23,000 and 27,000 feet. This is an altitude that is often used for commercial flights, and it was detected at the Air Defence Centre in Sarawak. It came within 60 nautical miles or 110 kilometres off the Malaysian part of Borneo, and even though the regional air traffic controller instructed the foreign planes to turn back, it was reported that they didn't respond. They didn't respond to attempts to contact them. Therefore, this actually led the RMAF to scramble fighter jets to intercept them. Essentially, why all of this is a big deal is that this actually poses, according to the general, a serious threat to national sovereignty and to flight safety as well, due to the fact that air traffic density over those airways are, well, pretty intense. If you remember, the altitude that they were flying at is the same altitude that you'd find most commercial flights.
So just to say, for context, of course, we're talking about airspace, but these are conversations that we have about China with maritime space as well. So, it's not an isolated conversation. And China's embassy in Malaysia basically said what they tend to say, which is they rely on the fact that it was routine, because that's essentially what they're saying, that it was routine flight training and it's strictly abided by international law. It did not violate the airspace of other countries. They also then said China is willing to continue bilateral friendly consultations with Malaysia to jointly maintain regional peace and stability. Now, how the Foreign Affairs Ministry has responded to that: Dato' Sri Hishamuddin has said that a diplomatic note will be sent to protest against the intrusion of the Chinese Air Force aircraft, and that the ministry will be summoning the ambassador to explain the breach of the Malaysian airspace and sovereignty. So I did look up what a diplomatic note means, because I'm not well versed in kind of the terminology of diplomatic communications, and it appears to be one form of communicating between governments. It's not between the heads of state, it's instead between the governments.
See, in my head, I just imagined it's a beautifully calligraphed note, you know. So I'm thank you.
May well be.
This incident has actually drawn some amount of criticism, really, on the response by the federal government, particularly from security veteran group Patriot, because their view is that our government didn't treat this with the appropriate amount of gravity, and that they only delivered their response after RMAF publicized this intrusion. And I think this comes on the wake of exactly what you said, that this isn't the first time that we've seen China violating violating what's considered to be Malaysia's sovereign territory.
Yes, and also I think looking at the impact of that, right, overall on our security when it comes to the seas, our fishing, our income, you know. So I think that that's partly why the reaction has been what it is, and also because perhaps the response was quite simple, right? I mean, to say that No, come on, routine.
It's no big deal, bro.
Correct. Has left, I think, a sense of disquiet and discomfort. There's also the larger question of whether or not this will end up having any impact whatsoever on Malaysia's relationship with China, which we know to be one that there are very few countries in the world that can compare to China anyway in terms of heft and weight. And so I think whether or not this is going to become a long-running issue, whether it's going to have any impact beyond this little kind of media kerfuffle, is quite another thing. So that's what we're going to be talking about After this, we'll be joined shortly by Dr. Mustafa Izzuddin, Senior International Affairs Analyst at Solaris Strategy Singapore. Let us know what you make of this news. Again, we are talking about the Royal Malaysian Air Force detecting Chinese military transport planes intruding into our airspace. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
It is coming up to 5:14 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We are starting our show today by talking about Malaysia and China, or more specifically, the intrusion of our airspace from 16 Chinese military transport planes and the subsequent response. So the Chinese embassy in Malaysia has said it was routine flight training. It abided by international law. It did not violate airspace. Meanwhile, the Foreign Affairs Minister has said that a diplomatic note will be issued to protest this. We want to know, what are your thoughts? What do you make of this piece of news? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now to discuss this, Dr. Mustafa Izzuddin, Senior International Affairs Analyst at Solaris Strategy Singapore. Dr. Mustafa, thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So firstly, could you talk about China's aircrafts flying over our maritime zone and the significance of this action?
I think it's rather significant. I think it's come at a time where you have countries in Southeast Asia, including Malaysia, battling the pandemic, and you want to do without an incident like this. So it is significant. And it's significant also with the developments in South China Sea. So I think all of this coming together is rather significant. The timing is rather significant. It seems rather opportunistic on the part of China. And certainly the reaction by the Malaysian government is necessary to also send a signal and a message to China that Malaysia is not going to tolerate, despite them having to battle the pandemic at the present time.
Now, the Chinese embassy responded by saying that they were conducting a routine training and that they didn't violate any international laws. What do you make of this response?
I think they're downplaying the incident, which you would expect the Chinese to do. I think it is part of it's right out of China's strategic playbook, which is this idea of a salami slicing strategy, which is that you test the claimants with your assertive/aggressive behavior, and then you pull back when there's resistance, and then you repeat the strategy again. So this is what's happening. I think what is also significant this time around is that it is not just military aircraft, but also military aircraft in a tactical formation. This can be rather worrying from a strategic and security point of view. And that's why I think Malaysia has had to respond, and rightfully so, to what has happened.
In general, what is the purpose of flight training in foreign territory? Is it the norm, really, for other countries to carry out these exercises in or near Malaysian airspace?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's a norm, but I think when it's carried out, it's normally in collaboration and in communication with a country by which either the airspace belongs to or is near to the airspace. So that would help to, assure the country that nothing nefarious is going on and that it is done with good intentions. So yes, I mean, using airspace of countries, usually it's more for civil and commercial purposes, but at times you do see military aircraft using airspace, but that's normally in cooperation, collaboration, and in communication, which is really important. And this is why it is rather different here, which is that the Chinese aircraft were going on the airspace over the maritime area, but not being in communication with the Malaysian air control, the air controllers. And that is, I think, is where it is worrying for Malaysia.
You mentioned earlier tactical formation. And in terms of flight training, is it usually in tactical formation? What is the significance of it being done this time?
It's a good question. And I think military aircraft, I mean, they have a variety of ways by which they carry out their strategy. Sometimes in tactical formation, sometimes rather just routine. I think the question here really is, what is China trying to achieve in flying, you know, its aircraft, and also, you know, the where the maritime area in the South China Sea is. And I think the answer to that is that it's a long-term objective here for China, which is that they are testing and also familiarizing themselves, not just with the airspace, but also with the seas. So at a time where they need to actually protect what they believe to be theirs, they are in a much greater position. They have the leverage, and they are now the familiarity, which will help them in their, in their military strategy.
Now, many people have actually compared this incident to China's intrusion into Malaysian waters, which they have been recorded to have done 89 times. What parallels can we draw in with these two incidents?
No, I think it's part of the intrusions, and you can expect more of such intrusions to take place. As I mentioned earlier, it's part of China's salami slicing strategy, which has been a long-standing strategy for a while, and I don't think that's going to change. So I think it's, to some extent, yes, you would not want such intrusions to take place, but I think you can expect more of such intrusions to occur, because the South China Sea remains a regional flashpoint between China and the claimants of this dispute.
So Malaysia has said that we will issue a diplomatic note to China to protest this intrusion. What impact will this have? And in terms of, I suppose, the list or the options of diplomatic responses, how serious is this?
I think Malaysia has had to balance its various interests with China, particularly on the economic front. With, of course, ensuring that their national security and sovereignty is not compromised. And I think the diplomatic note reflects that, which is a stern message to China that Malaysia is not going to tolerate any of such intrusions. But at the same time, it uses language where it still values the relationship it has with China. In fact, just perhaps slightly more than a week ago, the Prime Minister of Malaysia has had a conversation with the Chinese Premier Li Keqiang. It was a wide-ranging discussion to enhance bilateral cooperation between the two countries. So I don't think this particular incident is going to derail Malaysia-China relations, but certainly with this diplomatic note, it sends a clear signal to China that Malaysia is not to be pushed around and that Malaysia would defend what they believe to be theirs.
Now, the federal government has received some criticism, particularly by Patriot, for not responding more quickly to this incident. Do you think there should be more weight placed on the fact that this happened?
I think, you do want a sterner response, but I think the question should be asked is what more the foreign minister could have done here in terms of the diplomatic note. I think it's very clear what was being said in the diplomatic note, and I think the is rather stern in the tone. And as I mentioned, it's balancing, of course, the various interests that Malaysia has with China as well. Of course, from a domestic point of view, it demands a strong response from the government, and they have done so. Maybe some would feel the language could be stronger. Yes, people would have a variety of a range of opinion. But I think what's really, really important here is that Malaysia did respond and responded in a way to make it very clear to China a signal that Malaysia is not going to let its friendship come in the way of national security.
So, Dr. Mustafa, you mentioned earlier that it's likely that we can expect to see things like this happening again. How do you see this developing? I mean, I suppose, is it just going to keep repeating itself?
It would. I think there is, of course, an effort to come up with a code of conduct for the South China Sea. But, of course, with the Chinese continuing with such behaviour that's not welcomed by countries in the region, it would, of course, affect in coming out with a code of conduct. But I think it is a regional flashpoint. I think the approach, of course, you do want it to be resolved, but I think right now it's more to ensure that the South China Sea dispute does not erupt into a physical conflict. I think from time to time you will see skirmishes, tensions. You will see diplomatic protests, notes and all that. But I don't think you're going to see an all-right conflict, at least not now. But it's, of course, you can't rule that out whenever there is a dispute. And that is incumbent to all the claimants, and including, of course, China, to ensure that this area does not become an area of military conflict.
Dr. Mustafa, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That was Dr. Mustafa Izzuddin, Senior International Affairs Analyst at Solaris Strategy Singapore, helping to kind of put in context, really, the recent incident between Malaysia and China, in which 16 Chinese military transport planes intruded upon our airspace over the South China Sea. And I know that this is a serious issue. We clearly just spoke about it. But I have to say that the thing that it reminded me most of is Top Gun.
Sure, of course.
Every
80s kid, for sure.
Yeah, every 80s kid, you start talking about airspace. I'll let you know what it is specifically. It's the fact that the RMAF had to scramble fighter jets to intercept the military transport planes. And just, I only know that phraseology from Top Gun. So while acknowledging that this is a serious issue, I also thought that we could play a little bit from the soundtrack. Anyway, let us know what your thoughts are on this headline. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And now the unmistakable strains of Kenny Loggins and Danger Zone. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.